commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The concerts we enjoyed last week at the Wisconsin Valley Fair were actually booked more than 8 months ago. When you schedule an up-and-coming act, you really don't know what's going to happen between when the papers are signed and when the actual performance takes place. One band, the Sick Puppies, had a member who landed in rehab. They had to cancel their shows. Another band, Lady Antebellum, had number one songs and won a Grammy. When a performer becomes a bigger name from signing to singing, it's a great day for the fair. Concerts are the biggest driver of fair attendance, particularly at night. And these nights are win-wins for everyone. The fair sees a much bigger gate, and fairgoers get to see a big-name concert for about $10, which you won't get anywhere else. The fair had one of those big nights on Wednesday when Hunter Hayes performed. He's a big up-and-comer. He's a 21-year-old with a lot of young female fans. And that night's attendance was one of the biggest in fair history. It would have been even bigger if it wasn't for rain showers in the afternoon. Now, a few years ago, I saw the price list for the music performers who would be on the road for the summer, and the prices were shocking. There were has-beens who hadn't had hits since the 1980s, and they were still getting $80,000 a show. Classic rock bands whose songs are still played on the radio were priced at $100,000 and up. Back then, the fair was looking for a target price of about $50,000, and it was hard to find good value. The bottom line is this. When you go to the fair, you're seeing reasonably good talent at a reasonably low price. And when you get to see a rising star like this year, like Hunter Hayes, it makes for a very special night.